St. Pete City Council member Steve Cornell will ask his colleagues not to renew a contract with Bank of America on Thursday. His push comes after a resident complained that Bank of America was not abiding by the foreclosure rules it agreed to. It also coincides with a related effort to invest taxpayer dollars into local banks.
I happen to have a new business item that was referred to committee, already referred to committee, asking that a percentage of our deposit be deposited into locally chartered banks.
And Kofi Hunt, a St. Petersburg activist, said severing ties with Bank of America is a step in that direction.
We're looking for someone to build a way forward, someone to be investing in us, someone to be building a way for our potential to be unleashed. And I think that when you talk about taking the hundreds of millions of dollars that St. Petersburg has and putting it in a local community bank, that goes a long way to helping a lot of people here in the city.
Five major banks, including Bank of America, agreed to a multi-billion dollar settlement with 49 states after being sued for improperly handling foreclosures. The settlement requires those banks to stop foreclosing on properties where the customer is in the process of getting a loan modification. It also requires banks to provide a single point of contact for customers facing foreclosure. Cornell said the nearly $500 million operating budget is an awful lot of money to invest with a company that may not be following those rules.
Had I been able to talk to somebody and have them just call a citizen, that would have been great for me. But they were so snotty to me, so uncooperative, and then the number I was given for the person, I called a week in a row, and the person didn't even return my call. I didn't get a chance to leave a message. Nobody even answered at that number. And if that's how they're treating our citizens, I have a big problem with that.
Even if other city council members want to renew a contract with Bank of America, Cornell is hoping to delay signing anything until the board has a chance to vet their local options. And he's not alone. Council Chair Carl Nurse won't vote to renew the contract.
For me, the logical thing to do is to try to use our banking policies that are aimed at, is this bank doing lending to the local businesses, and what are they doing in terms of lending to homeowners, across the economic spectrum. And so I'm not sure that Bank of America is necessarily any better or worse than others, but we're not even asking the question at this point.
And Nurse agrees that part of the question should be, where can the city keep its money that will be best for residents and local businesses?
I am a successful businessman today because a local bank gave me a line of credit just as my company broke even. When I asked him why, he said it's because I thought you would make it. This is a few years later. And I asked him if they could do that today as they were taken over by a bigger bank. They said, no, of course I couldn't do that today.
The push to start investing some city funds into a local bank was referred to a committee and isn't scheduled to be discussed as of yet. But regardless of who the city banks with, mayoral candidate Rick Kreisman said officials do need to be asking some questions.
Are you lending to those small businesses that are trying to locate or, continue to be able to stay, keep their doors open? How are you treating those homeowners who, are doing everything they can to make their mortgage payments, but might be interested in trying to restructure? Are you working with them?
A spokesperson for Bank of America did not respond to requests for comment before broadcast. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.